It is 8:44, and I am pleased to welcome back to the Beach Studio Lori Schwerbeck. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dave. I'm fantastic.
Thanks. Yeah, nice to see you again. We've met in the past on occasion for a time there you were in when you were associated with ESOS.
Yeah.
And you have had a long and interesting time. You are a licensed social worker.
Yes.
And you've worked in communities all over the island with indigenous people, and you've found in 20 years now you found this path, and that's what you're in to talk about.
Correct. Yeah.
And the name of this is?
The name of today's topic is expansive living.
Okay. Yeah. And this is part of this Reichian. That's how you say it?
Yeah, so the Reichian is based on Wilhelm Reich,
okay,
and his work in the late, well, the turn of the century, from the early 1920s through to the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took myself into a therapeutic process approximately 20, 25 years ago, and it has led me along the path of expansive living. So I'm so thrilled to be here today to have a few moments to share with you about that and have a conversation about
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah.
Now, we will get into more of an explanation. Expansive living is obviously a phrase that requires a little more exploration, but you also wanted to read a poem.
Yeah, I'm going to start with this poem. It's been my favorite for about 40 years now, and it's by my favorite poet, Mary Oliver, who is from the Massachusetts area in the States, and it's called Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert, repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things.
Huh. What do you get out of that?
Well, actually, in the very first line, I don't think the poem needs to go much further. You do not have to be good, it starts. And it basically is suggesting that there is a deep well of expansive nature within us all. And once we peel away the notions and intrusions of morality, of perhaps well-intentioned guidance and instruction for what is supposed to be a good life, we discover our nature that is beyond all of that. And it is an expansive one that is, just as Mary suggests, it's harsh, it's exciting, it's imaginative, and most importantly, it's love. It's allowing the soft animal of your body loving what it loves.
I hear also a suggestion in there that I guess it's putting it in another way, and that's to let yourself loose of what society imposes upon you in terms of its expectations of what you're supposed to be doing here on this earth.
Correct.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That is at the very surface.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's the start.
Yeah, to have an awareness of this, that there is this Well, there's really three layers, and this comes from the Reichian perspective again. There's the core self. There's the secondary self, which is the self that is created through all the millions of interactions, through our socialization and our families, our communities, our culture, and our institutions, our societies. And then there's the facade self, which we all have to get by,
right,
and get along and function in a somewhat reasonable manner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So over the course of 20 years of your study so far, what has it brought you? Where are you? Where were you and where are you now?
Oh, fantastic question. Well, where am I now? I have come to a place where I really feel this expansiveness from within. So I feel like I live from my core. Mm. I feel like I'm in touch emotionally with the core feelings. Core feelings are joy, anger, grief. And so when one has sort of resolved the inner conflicts that were created from these early life disturbances, and I call them, well, my good friend Carrie calls it the kinks in the hose. But it's a great analogy because it's an energetic kind of experience of holding back on yourself when you're young to please others, to fit in, to comply with all of the norms and morals sometimes in some families or religious ways of being. So when one has sort of resolved a lot of those conflicts, then you live spontaneously, you live quite joyfully, and I just have to say that this is more and more where I've arrived, to really be incredibly loving with my work, my friendships, my family members, nature all around me, and just really enjoying and taking in the joy without the defensive structures getting in the way.
Mm-hmm. And where's your ego in all this?
Ah, yeah. I was hoping we'd avoid the Freudian language, but alas, no such
thing.
That's okay. Well, you know, there's the notions in this work is there's either a very weak ego when one starts out this work. Mm. So an ego that hasn't really formed in a healthy manner, in an integrated manner, depending on early life, or there's a very, very overly strengthened ego. And the idea here is to really integrate and be able to have a realistic and healthy ego. Sort of, you know, it's the ego is involved in our everyday life for sure.
Oh,
it's the mediator between what's coming at you and what you should do. It helps you make all those decisions. And so I would have to say that most importantly for me at this point in my work, the ego has been really massaged into recognizing that I'm no more special than anyone else on the face of the planet.
Huh.
And so if I was to bring it to a personal level, it's whenever I start feeling like I'm more important or something that I have to say should be heard, or that inner voice that tells me that, that is my indicator that, hey, I'm starting to feel a little defensive here. And I'm just, what I have to say is equally important and just as good as anyone else, but it shouldn't be more or less.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds very balanced.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. And we are running out of time already.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievably.
Of course.
Just, I have four more questions lined up, and that's it. So I'm sensing a great sense of being in the moment. And emotional freedom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and emotional expression.
Yes.
The inhibition no longer exists, so there's a freedom.
Wow, play. What a concept.
Yeah. It's incredible.
So where along this journey did you begin to think, oh, I'm getting this?
Oh, I'd have to say probably 3 months ago.
Ooh.
Like really getting it.
Some bulb went off somehow.
Well, it's just layers and layers of getting it, I suppose.
Okay.
But in the more recent, the recent past, it's just been a very large getting it.
And so here we are talking about this because you would like others to at least know about this, possibly to explore this for their own lives.
Well, you know, yeah, of course, I would love to be able to work with people who have are compelled, who feel that they have something deep within them that they can't quite touch yet, or for whatever reason.
I
that would give me such tremendous joy. So, yeah, I'm here to do that. I'm mostly here to explore what this conversation feels like with you, Dave, on the air. We've talked about, you know, leading conversational cafes in the community over the winter.
Yeah.
Where there's depth and meaning and poetry. That may happen as well. And so I'm really open to exploring how to, you know, be with others, and anyone who wants to, you know, explore this path, I do have that, I have a capacity to do that. With
yes. Yeah. Of course, you do have a website. And did you want to release contact info, or do we want to deal with
that? Well, now that you've mentioned it, I guess it would be not very fair if we didn't, right?
By all means.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's called www.reichian, which is reichian-therapy.com. Mm-hmm. And all my information is on there.
Okay. Because we'll have to have you back and continue this conversation.
Yeah, I would really love that. Okay. Thank you.
Laurie Scherbeck, thank you very much. It's 5 to 9.